Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show. But Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Nice little sing-along yesterday at McGurk's and Royer's Ford.
Yeah.
For 530 Creed.
Appreciate the heads up, Jack.
Yeah, no.
Oh, did you not?
Listen, thought I'm just about.
What is wrong with him?
Yeah.
I'm literally standing right outside the door too.
Inside the producer booth. All right. So I ordered dinner for Jill and I so I could take home. So I was trying to talk to him about in the Aramark building in the break, and then but while we were back for 5:30 Creed.
He's unbelievable, man. I'll tell you.
How many priorities do you have before the show? Show's 4 hours, bro. Four hours.
I was trying to get it so that when we get off the air, I go down, pick it up, and grab it, and go right to my car.
It's 4 hours, bro.
It's called timing.
It's 4 hours between ordering dinner and your little coffee and farting in the hallways or whatever.
Yeah,
meanwhile, he's been giving me a 30-second heads up since he started being the producer.
Yep,
like,
I know. No, I'm not making excuse for it.
Okay.
And I'm not making excuse for the situation that stinks out there either. I meant to do that in my booth.
Oh, that was you?
No, it was definitely him.
Dude,
you almost killed Justin.
Dude, it was it was brutal. I walked through it, and Justin came out of the little cove there,
Bad idea.
I was like, yo, Don't go back there. And he said, I wasn't even out there. I'm like, I'm not saying it was you.
The
backup studio that Rod usually sits in, the window is melted.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't tell you. Sometimes like, the pasta red sauce just doesn't hit my sit the same way. Yeah, no, it's on me. It hasn't been a great first day. I'm letting everyone know. Hugh hates me. I am gassing up the joint. They didn't let Ike know. I didn't have the jingle ready for Blue Chews.
Yeah, you really have had a rough day today, bro. Seriously.
Well, Rosenberg fried my brain.
You better bring it tomorrow.
Where?
This show. You got to bring it.
Listen, my off days are still at least a solid B+. Yeah, like at least solid B plus.
Dude, that stunk out there.
No,
I didn't even go down there.
Yeah, well, listen, I went to get in my studio because usually it's okay to do anything.
Yeah, the hot box.
Yeah. That's on me too.
Exactly. You got a whole studio in there to yourself.
Well,
nobody has to smell you but you.
Truthfully, it was so bad.
Yeah, when it came out the studio.
That in that studio, I'm worried something would have happened to the equipment.
It smelled.
Yeah, I did not even go down there. As soon as Justin said, what happened? Somebody, oh, I was like, oh, that was Jack. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know that was Jack.
It smelled like there's a dead body out there.
No, I know. I don't know what to tell you.
No shame.
Well, of course it's shameful, but it's on me. It's on me. Pasta and red sauce.
You got a real problem.
Pasta and red sauce.
Brussels.
I just know. I know you saw the doctor about your levels or whatever. Should see another doctor about what is going on
inside there, man.
Yeah,
we're cleaned out. We're cleaning out.
Yeah. I don't. It's rotten in there.
Barrett Brooks said I look great today.
Great.
He said you're down 20. Everyone's talking about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Final count on what you want the Eagles to do with their abundance of draft picks, 54%. Want you to trade some of them for an established player or move up in the draft, 46% say to hold on to them and develop the players. 215-592-9494. Dennis in Newtown, you're on WIP.
Yeah, wow, this has been an eventful show.
Dude,
I was on hold. I called in just as, Jack was playing matchmaker with Herb. It was.
Oh, yes.
It was.
I'm looking at a three.
You should have seen, by the way, Herb sent a text message to Jack after that I won't even read on the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was something else.
Jack.
Yeah.
Jack, can you go back to the signing? We had a free agent signing. Who was that?
Dory Jackson.
Now that I know how to figure out the cap, I know why we had cap money there. That was great. Oh my God!
I know,
my head's spinning. No, I'm kidding.
Have the
with
eyes
you guys.
Gotten
my
back from the back
that.
Of your head?
Yeah, he tried. And Jake was trying for us, man. He was trying for us.
Oh yeah, he was. But I'm glad the data hounds do that. I would just leave it to them.
Yeah, he
not
was.
Worried about it.
He was in the smart kid class, and we were not. Oh, yeah. He was in the special class. That's for sure.
It was fun. And then Cowboy Jim, I don't know. Just can't listen to that guy. But anyway, I'm going back to your Twitter question.
Yeah.
Is it a combination of three things? Can we draft and develop? Can we sign free agents and also, maybe trade some draft picks?
Well, let's do a little bit of everything.
Can we add a third one there?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, you want them to do all three of those things.
Right,
I think the thing that everyone's trying to struggle with, and I know Jake told us all to calm down. Jake doesn't have to do a radio show.
I'm trusting him.
Yeah,
I'm calm.
He is a smart guy for sure. I think the thing that we all look at is yes, and they did not lose their best players in free agency so far, but they did lose a number of quality, like high level contributors to the team last year, and normally. Mm-hmm. If it had just been Milton Williams, we would all look at each other and go, Jomo might step into that role. But there's so many spots that I feel like we're seeing, and we don't see on the team the natural evolution of, this guy will just take that spot, right? Like, it's probably a year too early for Jalix Hunt. It's if Keely Ringo was there, he probably would have been the backup to Slay last year. He wasn't. Isaiah Rogers was. Ringo was third in line for that.
Yep.
Safety, we saw, I don't remember the guy's name. Well,
which
Sidney,
one, Tristan McCollum?
Tristan McCollum was the guy that was there, and
he
we're all talking about Sidney Brown.
Yeah, Sidney, which, by the way,
hold on real quick,
Dennis.
Yeah.
I don't know what pictures Tristan McCollum has on people.
Yeah.
Not very many good things happen when he's out there on the field.
It wasn't. Now, that also makes you think about, like, wow, is Sidney Brown?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. How come Sidney couldn't get on the field? I have no idea.
So I think it is, like, the quantity, and we're so used to this week, not forget about a star.
Right.
We're so used to seeing, they got this guy for 1 year, $10 million, who was good last year. Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll be. So
yeah.
I think that is the urgency that everybody's feeling.
I get it, but we're only 1 week into free agency. This thing can be.
Yep.
This thing's going to keep going, right? This thing's going to keep going. And I guess anything can happen. And as far as the Phillies, you know, it's striking me this year. And I'm glad I'm thinking they're just, they should anyway. And I think they are. Like last year it was, oh, we're going to get off to a great start because we started slow and we want to get off to a great start and keep it there. I don't hear any chirping, and there should be no chirping. I mean, for 3 years, they failed in the off season. They failed in the playoffs. So I think they should just shut up and play, and not talk about what they're going to do.
Right.
I'm tired of hearing that. Just shut up and play. Just shut up and play and get better. They're scoring a lot of runs. I get it.
55 in the last five games, Dennis.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot.
They are shutting up. They're not saying anything. Like, what are we talking about, Dennis?
Yeah.
Well, I was confused.
I want him to shut up and play.
Well,
they are. That's what I'm saying.
They are.
Yeah, well, let's
good.
See if it carries over into the regular season.
I hope so.
Got to be playing some small ball with all the runs they're scoring.
Yeah, how much small ball is being played, Jack?
They're launching baseballs. Yeah. They are launching baseballs. Yeah, there's no small ball being played.
There you go. I rest my case. There you go. All right, well, look, thanks for the entertainment today.
Hey, Dennis. Dennis, you got a famous uncle?
Oh, yeah, Uncle Fester.
That's the second time we got that one. But that's a good one. Uncle Fester's a good one.
Uncle Fester, man.
The Adams family.
Adams family.
Da-na-na-na.
Now, let me ask you this. Which one do you like more, the Adams family or the Monsters?
I was a Monsters guy.
See, Herman Munster was my favorite character.
Yeah, but the wife was...
Morticia was the Adams family, right? She was better. I thought Morticia was better looking.
Let me look it up.
Yeah, so I like the Adams family wife. Is it Gomez? Gomez was the husband. The grandfather with the Adams family I loved, right?
Nah, Lily Munster. I'm sorry. She was legit.
You going with Lily Munster?
Yeah, I think so.
Did you pull up Morticia?
Let me pull up
Morticia. Morticia was pretty, you know, for her to be a witch, she looked pretty good.
Hold on.
Then they had the kids. I think I liked the Munster's kids better than I did.
I'm taking
Morticia.
See, I'm taking Lily Adams. I'm taking Lily Munster over Morticia Adams.
Yeah.
Now,
which
hardest
one had Grandpa?
Wood I had ever touched.
Grandpa was on the Addams Family, right?
Correct. Yeah.
I liked him. He was funny.
Yeah. He used to be on Stern all the time. Grandpa Al Lewis.
He was
a Stern regular.
Man, that was after school.
The Munsters?
Yeah, Munsters and Addams Family.
For
man.
Sure.
I used to love those two.
I got my salad, by the way. We're all good.
Got a picture with Eddie Munster? I met Eddie Munster.
I remember when he
remember that?
He used to do like the signings and all that stuff.
I was at, matter of fact, Jack, out in your area, what's the bar, the popular bar out there in Westchester?
Barnaby's?
Barnaby's, that's
where you did the celebrity bartender?
Yes.
There?
That's where I met Eddie Munster.
And Eddie Munster was there?
He was there. He did a signing there a few years ago. Okay, I don't know why.
Yeah, well, listen,
I got sidetracked.
It's 5:30.
Yeah. Justin, Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin? Would you rather have Lily Munster or Morticia Adams?
Is a ship a boat?
I'm a bit of a Morticia man myself.
Okay,
but
that's fair.
I like the Munsters better because I like Grandpa Munster and Herman Munster better.
Yeah.
Herman tickled me death, man.
Yeah, Herman was the best character, yes.
Yeah, he was like the Al Bundy of monsters.
Yeah, he had that goofy laughy little,
yeah.
That tickled me death.
Yep.
But, anyway, going to the draft class, man, you look at it, it is loaded with tackles. It is.
Oh, here we
now,
go.
I know you're asking a lot. For a rookie to come in and contribute right away. But everybody was talking like not, you know, just last year that Nolan Smith was a bust. And then he came on the scene this year and he played his ass off, especially like once BG got hurt, it was like something lit a fire under him.
Yeah.
And that's when he exploded. So
easy over there, Justin.
Well, y'all talking about Morticia Adams. And
no wonder we're exploding around here. Yep.
But I still think they're going to do a veteran signing at edge rusher. I don't think they're done with this Josh, what's his name, Uche or ever how you say it?
Uche.
Because
Uche.
I don't know what he's got. I know in 22 he had 12 sacks, but it's like Elliot said. I mean, you compare him and Bryce Huffman, it's almost like it's the same player. They don't want to play the run. And maybe this offseason, something can light a fire under Bryce Huff's ass, and maybe Vic Fangio can kick his crack shut and get him to play the run. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I mean, that's I just like how deep the draft class is at tackle, though. I mean, just looking at it, and I don't think we're going to sit at 32. I think we trade up. I think Howie's going to use some of that ammo because you can trade confidence.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to trade up and get something. And like you said yesterday, who would have thought our first two picks in the draft last year would have been corners? Nobody.
You Nobody.
You couldn't have told me our first two picks. You couldn't have told me our first pick would have been a corner. I wouldn't have believed it. And then it happened. But, man, I got something I want to tell y'all real quick. You know, with Sam Bradford, talking about a buddy of mine knew him. And he told me this story last night. And he said he was at Oklahoma. And he said, dadgum cockeyed, when he cried, the tears rolled down his back.
Aww.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
He couldn't wait to tell us that one.
He's cracking himself up.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's pretty good.
Not that's a good one.
And the best uncle, hands down, Uncle Jesse from Dukes of Hazzard.
You
mean from Full House?
No, from Dukes of Hazzard. Yes.
Uncle Jesse's John Stamos on Full House. But the real Uncle Jesse is the uncle to Bo Luke Duke.
Oh, yes, sir. You're right. I couldn't remember Uncle
that's
Jesse.
That's the original Uncle. That's the original Uncle Jesse.
Uncle Jesse. He kept our ass in line, boys. I'm telling you right now, yep. That's a good man keeping them wild boys in line. But anyway, I'll get out there and let you go. I love you, I mean.
All right. There you go.
Were you a big Dukes of Hazzard guy?
I love Dukes of Hazzard. I'll wear my Dukes of Hazzard shirt. I got a Dukes of Hazzard t-shirt I found at some vintage place.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Daisy.
Daisy Duke, for sure.
Yeah, Jessica Simpson is the number one Daisy Duke, by the way.
Well, listen, as a kid, everybody wanted the General Lee.
Yes.
So we realized what the hell what the Confederate flag meant and all that.
Yeah.
But and it's intercepted by Ike Reese.
In all seriousness, we love the Dukes of Hazzard. That was
a great
Friday
show.
Night, man.
Yes.
Friday night, the Dukes of Hazzard. Bo and Luke Duke. Boss Hogg,
yeah.
Cooter.
Yep.
Come on, man, I know all of them. You remember the replacements for Bo and Luke Duke when they brought the cousins in?
No.
Yeah, they brought in two more guys when the original Bo and Luke Duke went out. They
kept the show going?
Yeah, they kept the show going.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
They were supposedly their cousins. They came in.
Oh.
Another blonde and another brunette.
That's the end of the show.
Yes.
That's the end of the show. Yeah.
Yes.
Bam in Upper Darby. Yep. You're on WIP. What's up, Bam?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
What's up, Bam?
I'm kind of upset that we got rid of CJ DJ. You know why? Because I added to my tattoo collection on my back this last week. I got CJ GJ jersey, just CJ GJ, number 8 on my back.
Well, listen, they won the Super Bowl.
CJ GJ?
Well, listen, they won the Super Bowl, so.
Yeah.
You have Ike and Hugh on your back. I'm starting to call. That's not passing my smell test. How much space do you have on your back for all these tattoos?
I got a lot of space on my back.
All right.
I got a wide back.
Yeah, he does a lot of push-ups.
Saying that for years.
Yeah, Jack, you don't know how wide his back is.
Yeah, sorry, fellas. I wanted to come out yesterday to Bird's Town Hall, but, you know, my caretaker had other plans, so I couldn't make it yesterday. But I wanted to come out.
There'll be another one.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of those things. So we'll do another one. What do we have? We'll have one at trade deadline, right? Right around there. We'll do it again. Okay. So we'll be out there.
Cool. Cool.
You got an uncle for us?
Yes. I don't know if it's been said yet, but Ike, this is my favorite comedian of all time. All right. Uncle Bernie Mac.
So he's going. I see where you're going with that, Bam.
So did anybody call?
He was an uncle on his show.
Oh.
So the kids that he had was his nephew and nieces, and he was Uncle Bernie to them.
Oh.
Yeah, that was.
I never watched Bernie Mac.
That's a little bit of a.
A little cheating.
Yeah, a little bit of cheating. It. Yes, but he was Uncle Bernie. He was on the Bernie Mac. Loved the Bernie Mac show. Favorite comedian?
Bernie Mac was great.
Yes, sir.
Bernie Mac was great.
Now, when I say favorite comedian, I mean stand-up.
Stand-up, yeah.
Yes.
So I mentioned before that I was having a little bit of a conflict mm-hmm. watching one of the teams. And, you know, the Sixers made their, you know, this whole era was started by them losing for a couple of years at the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I never cheered for the Sixers. I never, like, rooted for the Sixers to lose. I always felt like the Sixers were bad enough that they didn't have enough talent, so I could root for them to win. They would lose enough games. We'd get whatever pick we got, whatever. So I've never done that. And I found the last two games, and specifically last night when they were down by 23 or something and Quentin Grimes started hitting shots, that I was like actively rooting against them. And I was rooting for them to lose because of the difference it makes. If they're in that 5 spot, they have a 64% chance of keeping their pick. And if they're in the 7 spot, which they're, you know, a game out of, they only have a 32% chance of keeping their pick.
It's a big swing.
I feel like it is bad karma to root for them to lose.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever rooted for them to lose.
That's what I'm doing now.
Expecting them to lose. And so the way I got out of that, now you're a little more invested than I am.
Yes.
Like you're heavily invested. You almost have to not pay attention.
Just not watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that option.
That way I'm not actively rooting against them. I'm hoping to look at the box score or the highlights on Comcast.
Oh, they lost.
They lost, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. They didn't screw up the draft pick.
Now, the one time this has happened with the Eagles is the Washington game at the end of 2020.
Right.
That's when
right.
Doug screwed the whole thing up.
Yeah.
And they pulled Jalen at halftime.
Yeah.
That whole thing was a disaster. Yeah, we couldn't just lose a game correctly.
No.
But the thing with that is it's one game.
Right, that was only one game.
I got 18 more Sixers games left.
Is it 18 games left?
Something like that. And I got to watch all of them. And I'm like opposite invested now, and then I'm rooting for them to lose. Yeah. And I'm going to blame. If they don't get the pick, I'm going to feel like it's because I was rooting for them to lose and it was bad mojo. And I can't not watch it.
But I have
to watch it.
Here's where I think you'll be okay. This wasn't your intentions at the beginning.
No.
Like, this comes from a result of what has happened
mm-hmm.
through the season. So you're more or less like, okay, this is the greater good for us to do it this way. Now, that's different from going into a season hoping that they lose every game for a lottery ball. Now, a lot of people were saying back then, not that I buy into it because I was part of it. I was a hinky.
Yeah.
And part of the process. But people always felt was karma that our players always got injured or we never got as far as we should have because we were losing on purpose and hoping that they would lose. This was during the, I remember people would say that.
Yeah.
It's like, it's best just the basketball gods aren't going to bless us with anything because we were losing on purpose.
They might have been on something.
Well, the number of teams that have done this, though, and been successful with it is like, I feel like it's more of a, and the other thing I feel bad about is the last thing, is the guys in there now, I have nothing against.
No.
They're all trying hard. Yeah. Like Justin Edwards is out there and Quentin Grimes and Oubre is
they
out there.
They're trying to get somebody's eye just to make sure they see if they can stay on the roster somewhere.
Oubre's tried hard. God bless him. And has tried hard the entire season.
Yeah.
So I feel bad rooting against those guys because they're not the guys I'm mad at. I'm not mad at those guys. Those guys are just fighting for their lives. So.
As long as I don't see that one dude out there again, man, that's when I knew we were in trouble.
David Roddy?
Yes.
Oh, he's not on the
team
anymore.
You knew exactly who I was talking about.
He's not on the team anymore.
Oh, he's gone?
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay.
He had two 10-day contracts. He's gone.
Okay.
Now, if you
see
Alex...
That dude was in the game. I was like, what the hell are we doing?
If you see Alex Reese, you may feel the same way.
I got a relative playing?
A different Reese. He doesn't look like it.
Oh, spelled differently?
No, spelled the same, but, I mean, he wouldn't be a very close relative of yours.
Nah. No matter if they're white or black or what have you. Yeah. He's still part of the family.
Yeah. Well, he's... He's a lot lighter than you.
Oh, what you trying to say?
Well, I'm just saying that you have different skin tones.
You think I don't have light-skinned people in my family? Ooh. You think everybody in my family is the same complex?
I said not a very close relative.
Oh, okay. Well, when you say close, what does that mean?
Brother?
Immediate brother? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, we know he's not my brother.
Well, yes. He could be your cousin, I guess. He could be a cousin.
Yeah, Spike, everybody's not as dark as I am.
He could be a cousin.
I'm not going to let this go.
All right. I'll let it go, too. Never works out, this conversation. Never works out.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
You're part of the family.
There
you go.
Yes. A cousin.
Yes.
Not a brother. In any way.
In any sense,
yeah,
yes.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
What is he doing to that cantaloupe? The camera person shooting the first episode of the WIP reality show.
This is the worst day Jack's ever had. That is yesterday's text line.
No!
Yes. That was the first
mother
text line of yesterday.
Wow. Dude, what are you doing in there?
2 days ago.
How many vacation days do you need?
My goodness.
Well, that was 2 days ago because yesterday was live.
Yeah, I might
need that's right. Yesterday was live.
Yeah.
But money on paternity leave. Here's the first one.
Okay.
I wish they could somehow both lose. The Delaware Valley, listening to Ken and Cinnaminson and Spike argue.
Yeah, that is fair. That is really a lesser of two evils scenario on that one.
Oh, you think people are not big Ken from Cinnaminson fans?
Well, he has his tone about him.
You guys both have a snark off.
Yes.
Snark off.
Yeah.
And it snarked the other.
Well, the funny thing about Ken, the reason I like arguing with Ken is that it never the temperature never goes up with Ken.
You guys are just shooting daggers at each other.
It's just like, it's very, but I can imagine everybody hates it. What's next?
I disagree with Joe Banner. I actually prefer that my cap hits be dead. You never know what a live cap hit will do.
Elliot's Worm.
Haven't heard from Elliot's Worm in a while.
Yeah.
He was using his own worm voice yesterday.
Yes, he was.
He was. Yeah, how about that?
Well, Elliot was getting shot at from every direction yesterday. It was Elliot versus the world. What's next?
Brandon Graham. Well, I think it's time to hang up the cleats, so I'd like to sign one of those one-day contracts to retire with the team. GM Elliot. The good news is we would love to honor you. The bad news is that it's going to need to be a 2-year deal. Alex in Lancaster.
Has to be a 2-year deal.
Elliot GM's got to spread out the cap hit. What's next?
A football player was cleared by a football doctor? Wow! I thought they were cleared by synchronized swimming doctors. Thanks, Elliot. Mark in Monco.
Oh, I guess we're talking about the running back with the neck injury. Yes. Yeah.
Two AJs on the team.
Yeah. Who's the better AJ? 215. What's next?
I'm just glad it's over. Jake Rosenberg.
Yeah, he probably did feel that way.
Yeah. Boy, he did a good job, but I could tell he just, again, from the very first answer, well, your entire premise is wrong. So let me start at the beginning. I love that guy, man. I love him. What's next?
Is this dude serious? The general tone of Jake Rosenberg during the interview.
Yep.
Yeah. It wasn't. I swear, man. I thought they were great questions.
I really didn't think they were dumb questions.
I didn't either. Yeah. I didn't either, but
it just shows how far we are.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. It's more or less his level. It's not our level. We're on the correct level.
The Voidier's one, I was like, could you explain Voidier's? He's like, oh, here we go. Oh, you dummy.
The whole thing was like, all right, strap in.
Yeah.
Please just shut your mic off. Just shut your mouth.
Yeah.
I swear I didn't want to ask one question. Yeah. I was like, hold on, should I even ask a question?
Yeah. I almost ended the interview after the first question. I was like, okay, this is how it's going to be. All right, what's next?
The afternoon show at 4:15 p.m. Well, actually, the permutations of the salary cap dictate a fiscal responsibility that governs all transactions. The afternoon show, 15 minutes later. Dude, I could so out push up you! Tim and Newark.
Text line.
We hurry up and got away from that.
Yep. Then the farting.
Oh, man. Got it right back to being high school.
Yep. Is there a Fritz at 6 tonight?
No. I already worked 3 days this week. And I got to do an extra half hour tomorrow.
Oh.
Leading into Phil's baseball.
Oh, wow. How about that? Okay. So no Francis. Oh, you're going to do an extra half hour at Chickie's.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Phil's Yankees tomorrow.
So who do we have next? TK?
Teeks.
Mom, well, before I end the show, I just got to get a drink of water.
I was going to say, my goodness. You all right over there?
You get one more minute. You couldn't just hold it together.
I couldn't because I'm going to talk about Colonial. I didn't want to ruin that. I'll ruin the show, not Colonial. All right. We'll be at Chickie's tomorrow. Hope to see you there. And if not, you can listen to the show 2 to 6. Thank you so much for listening.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.